Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What a big middle finger to all the naysaying fans out there that were, quote unquote, bored by the aspect of the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Indiana Pacers. Of course, not two sexy names as far as traditional powerhouses, but two up-and-coming teams and two teams that play a very, very similar style of basketball. And right now you're seeing punch, punch, counterpunch, counterpunch. Like, these guys are really throwing haymakers at each other. And as soon as you think the series is over, one way or the other, somebody surprises you. We think Indiana's going to go up 3-1. Oklahoma City comes back. We think Oklahoma City is going to end the series. Indiana crushes them. I mean, they won by 17, but really they were up 30 at a point. 30, they were getting crushed, you know, up until a lot of those points came towards the end of the game. A lot of those turnovers the Pacers had came towards the end of the game. But this is it. This game right here, for all the marbles, as they say, which I'm not sure why anybody would want marbles, but whatever. When we think about this series, it's hard to really get a grasp on who has the advantage here. Like, on paper, it would seem like Oklahoma City is a better team, right? You've got two all-stars on the team, or two guys that have been on the all-star team, a guy that has first team all offense and defense in Jalen Williams. You've got a rim protector in Chet Holmgren, and you've got a really solid big in Hartenstein. Like, up and down, you've got, you know, really, my opinion, the MVP of the playoffs, or at least for up until the last couple series, and Alex Caruso. You know, there are a lot of things to love if you're Oklahoma City or an Oklahoma City fan. And on the other side, if you're the Pacers, you're a scrappy bunch. You play tough defense. You shoot a lot of threes. Like, I mean, you continue to move the ball, swing the ball until you find a good shot, man. You're not necessarily superstar reliant like they might be. Like, if Shea doesn't have a great game, then the Thunder lose. That's not necessarily the case for Indiana. Yeah. We've seen Halliburton struggle of sorts in games, and now with the calf injury, a little hobbled a little bit, but still able to make an impact on his team, even being limited. And so I think there's a lot to, if you're and we'll get to this later on, but I think there's a lot to like, or a lot to be confident about if you're a Pacer fan. But I also think there's a lot to be confident about if you're an Oklahoma City fan. I think you have two teams that both feel like they're going to win today. Two teams that, I mean, maybe Indiana has a little more momentum right now just because they won that last game and they won pretty big. But to get blown out like that, like, a lot of things have to go wrong, right? Like, I mean, and a lot of teams will tell you they would rather get blown out than lose a close one. Because in a close one, it's just one or two mistakes that might have cost you the game. Well, yeah, you lose by three, it's, man, a couple missed free throws, that blown layup, those two turnovers at the end of the game, that cost us. But if it's a 30-point blowout, 17-point blowout, there's
guys
nothing we could have done
at the end of that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do. Like, okay, this game is over.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, it's, I want to say that, like, going into Game 7 today, the swing, it's kind of crazy that you look back at the whole series, Oklahoma City's been favored every single game, and it just doesn't matter. And frankly, I'm surprised that Vegas is still in Game 7 giving Oklahoma City the I think it's a 6.5 or a 5.5 point, depending on whatever line you look at different spots, like, spread for the Thunder to win. It's going to be an exciting finish, man. Like, it really is a setup of, like, that dream. I said it when I was filling in with Danny a couple weeks ago, you know, with Tyrese Halliburton hitting game-winning shots. Well, is that going to happen tonight, or is it going to be the Thunder and their stalwart defense coming through like it's game seven? Like that moment that you've been dreaming about in the driveway since you were a kid is here. Tyrese Halliburton's had like five of those game-winning shots in these playoffs alone. So are you going to go with the team that we view as more talented, or are we going to go with the team that has gotten not only hot at the right time, but gotten the experience and, frankly, I would say the most complete roster in the NBA together at the right time with one of the best coaches in the history of the NBA, especially if he wins this NBA Finals with the Pacers and Rick Carlisle? That would make him the fifth coach in all of NBA history to win a title with two different franchises. Like, nobody does that. His skill and his ability to adapt is second to none in the NBA. And then you look down, you were talking about if Tyrese is off, there's so many guys down the roster that can contribute. Pascal Siakam's had a couple of great games in these playoffs. I mean, gosh, if it weren't for Aaron Nesmith and Aaron Junepard at the guard position and swinging a little bit out to the forward, like there would be so many missed opportunities out on the wing. Tyrese, thankfully, he has those assists because he's able to dump it to those guys so easily. And then, I mean, we keep saying it, dude. Like, I love Obi Toppin. I think he would fit perfectly on a team like the Portland Trail Blazers. But guess what? Pacers figured it out before and got him from New York for basically nothing. TJ McConnell is somebody I think everybody wants on their team. He, frankly, I think could start for a few teams at this point in his career, but he's a great bench player and he's a shooter. And in the playoffs, man, he's just been showing up every single game. And then further down, I mean, you could go even in Miles Turner in the starting lineup. He's had a couple of good games as well. Like, it doesn't matter who shows up, but it's still a winning formula for Indiana. And that's not true for Oklahoma City. I've been wondering, like, outside of one game in these NBA finals, where is Jalen Williams? Here's the recipe to success for Oklahoma City. Jalen Williams needs to score 30 points. Yeah. If they can somehow get SGA and him involved at the same time, like, go back and watch old Blazers tape. How did Dame and CJ get so many shots up together? That's a strategy that you might need to shift to here, because Rashad, I don't know if this is true, but it seems like Indiana has figured out the best team in the NBA at the right time. It doesn't matter if they try to slow you down. And frankly, I don't think it's just the speed of Indiana, but it's the depth and it's really the overall shooting ability too. And if you just got one guy compared to like seven that can do it from night to night, I think that's where we see the Pacers set up to possibly win this tonight.
No, yeah, absolutely. And I think really both teams are really set up to win. I mean, because I think Jalen Williams had struggled the other night. I'm not sure. I don't know if I can say the Pacers figured him out, but I'm always, when a team is very superstar centric, I always like to say, well, you're not going to take away that person's 30 points because they're a superstar. That's what they do. They're going to get 30 points. But can I make it difficult for everybody else around them? So Caruso doesn't score. And Jalen Williams has one of his worst plus minuses. I think the worst plus minus, minus 40, his worst ever, you know, in his career. And I think I may have been one of the worst in finals history, you know, at that point.
Yeah, but minus 40, Caruso minus 33. Which,
like, so, I mean, that's definitely not going to be a big part of you winning any games is going minus 40 at any point. So
can't forget about Lou Dort and Alex Caruso on the other side.
Lou Dort goes 1 for 5 from 3.
But
you know?
Exactly.
And by that fourth missed 3, you can tell his confidence was shot. That last one that he made, he didn't want to shoot that. If you go back and look, like, after missing 4 in a row, he was like, he got the ball and hesitated, like, do I really want to shoot this now?
Their offense,
and then pulled up and did it and was like, okay, I think he needed to see that one go in.
Yeah.
But by that time, it was a wrap. But this has been such a fun series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's gone back and forth and back and forth, and neither team really able to take control all the way. You know, we thought it would be potentially the Pacers being up 3-1. You know, at one point. And then here comes Oklahoma City to tie it back up. And then Oklahoma City goes up 3-2, and they have an opportunity to close out. And here comes the Thunder back. And, man, just back and forth and back and forth. And we got to give a shout-out to the Pacers. Because, number one, nobody expected them to be here. Nobody at all. If you're saying you had the Pacers penciled in to the finals, I think you're lying. There is no pundit. There was no writer. There was no any of us that said the Pacers are going to be the team that make it to the NBA Finals. After they beat the Bucks. Okay, well, they're going to lose the Cavs.
Well, people said it was all OKC in five, OKC in six. Like, yeah. There were a lot of national pundits.
It was supposed to be Milwaukee in six.
Yep.
And then it was supposed to be Cleveland in five. Then it was supposed to be New York in six. Indiana said, screw all you guys. We're not doing that. And so you got to give a shout out to them. You got to give a shout out to Rick Carlisle. Like, no one saw this team being this good this fast, but maybe we should have. Last year they were in the midseason tournament championship. Tyrese Halliburton was an all-star last season. He did go to the Olympics. And typically those guys that go to the Olympics and come back have great seasons. You know, most everybody that played for the Olympics outside of some health towards the end played really, really well this
year.
It's
like the opposite of the Madden curse, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you go to the Olympics and you're going to be amazing.
Your team is going to be cold next year. Like, you're going to be one of those guys to compete. And Tyrese Halliburton is on the verge of Indiana's first championship, but also Oklahoma City is on the verge of changing the narrative completely.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.